Come the Meister, the Hanhoge of Elu. The first consideration is, of course, the fact that we will be facing a din very shortly, and that inevitably must have an effect on anybody who is at all, to any degree, a maimin and a margish. The awareness that we are going to be subject to a din, where kaviyochol, the mikir ha'emes, will see all our hanhoges b'emes, the way they are, in the actuality of their being, and being aware, as we all are, that they are not as right as we would have hoped them to be. It is impossible that we do not feel, to a greater or lesser degree, but to some extent, a sense of trepidation, a sense of fear, of rod, of pachat. And if we don't feel it in our emotions and our hergeshim, but at least we are aware of it with our cup, with our intellect, we know that this is a fact, and we know that it is a davar that we have very much to be afraid of. And therefore, inevitably, it isn't shayach other, then of course we're going to spend our time in doing tshuva. Rav Dafke Elu. The moment we recognize, and if we're Anshei Seichel, who isn't going to recognize it the back end of, and maybe even in Tammuz, and as the time gets closer and closer, the pachad gets deeper and deeper, and the rotzen to be misakein gets stronger and stronger, and of course we're going to be Isaac b'tshuva. Not because the zman is a zman that is mesugal l'tshuva, but because the event that we are going to face demands and requires that we have sense enough to try to be misaken ourselves to the absolute maximum that it is possible. I mean, Mela, any ish ha-seichel is going to work to do as much tshuva as he can bring himself to do. Obviously, the very awareness of what's in store, the knowledge that in a very short time, again, we're going to be Eimed Lefanov before Kaviyochol, the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, to be Eimed Bedin before him, has to bring about a Kaved Reish. It has to bring about a sense of tremendous tension, of tremendous seriousness. One who is going on trial before a judge of a basar and dam for his very life is not going to come with a leitzanis and a levity, obviously. There's going to be a very strong feeling of seriousness. He's facing very grave possibilities, and they must bring about an enormous kevod reish, an awareness that one's actions are not the same as they are a whole year. As we get closer and closer to the Yom HaDin, heavier and heavier becomes the awareness that we have to act more appropriately for one who is going to be coming to be Yomid Ladin. These are not in what the Ribbono Shel Olam was keveya in the mitzius of the month of Elul, but these are the inevitable results of the fact that we are aware that we are going to be Eimed Bedin shortly. And as I say, it can start in Av, and those who are Misanim 40 days start in Av. And as it gets closer and closer, it should increase. And the degree of Kevedrei should become deeper and deeper. These are the facts of the consequences of the fact that we are going lemaisa to be yamed bedin lefnei the shefet elyein, the melech, who is going to be yeshev al kisei hamishpat. And this knowledge, this awareness, has to have an effect if we have any sense of reality. It has to have an effect on what we do and how we think and how we act. We've got to be different. We've got to be worried. We've got to be sensitive to how we are. And therefore, of course, the hanhoga, the way we act and what we do and how we do it, and the way we hold ourselves and the way we talk and the way we relate, has to show the awareness that we have that we are about to be yamed bedin. It is the height of irresponsibility of hefkerus mamish to go about our daily lives as though nothing is about to take place. But this isn't the fact that it is Chodesh Elul with its own particular keches hanefesh, with its own particular skulis that Kaviyochel, the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave it. This is the fact that we are approaching constantly closer and closer to the moment when we're going to be Amid Bedin. And because of this fact, we're going to do tshuva, we're going to act b'kevod reish, we're going to treat the daily life very differently than when it's in the offing and further away, the Yom HaDin. But we saw that the month of Elul is a mesuga. Therefore, we have to find out what is the particular sgula that it possesses, and what this tells us about how to deal with the Yom HaDin. Because for certain, the specialness that the Hashgacha put in to the Zman of Elul certainly relates to preparing us to be Yemed Bedin properly. And if it isn't, that this particular Keach HaNefesh which was put into Elul is not to be Zeche Bedin, that we want personally, of course, but that's not what this Gula is for, then, as we pointed out, it means that the Yom HaDin requires a special response and a Havona for which the whole month of Elul is preparing us. What is it that the month of Elul gives us, and how does it explain to us how we're to use the Yemei HaDin? As we know that Elul is for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. That means that the specific Keach, this Gula for which Elul is Mesugal, is the Havana in and the being Keveya, the relationship between us and Kaviyochel on its most intimate and closest. The relationship of dod, of loving and caring. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We are devoted and committed and tied each to the other. And Mimela Elul tells us that the month of Elul we are aved on being mekabel and absorbing and feeling this shaychus, this relationship between us and our Beirei, and it tells us that the Yemei HaDin require that we have this closeness this feeling of commitment, this dod relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How does this ani l'dodi v'dodi li make us aware of what din is and what it is we ought to get from Yemei HaDin and how we ought to deal with the Yemei HaDin? How does it prepare us for din? Is one davar that it must do without even having to clear. If Elul is to sharpen the hergish, the understanding of our shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, love for him and above all his love for us, then necessarily we have to understand that din is the expression of his ahava. And that we ought to see din not as punishment or reward, but as the mokel, the source and the climax of our whole shaychus with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If in order to come into din, we have to come in mitech, the closeness and the affection and the commitment that is involved in Ani L'Daydi V'Daydi Li. If the month is a month, a chedesh that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, in which to be makir and in which to be margish, to understand and to feel, this shaychus, this closeness, this relationship, that is there between him and us and him, and the us is Klal Yisrael, and the him is the Berei of Kol Olam Kulei, but the Elokei Yisrael specifically, a date to us and to us alone. This is what we can gain through Chodesh Elul. This is what Chodesh Elul is mesugel for, to be margish, to feel, to respond to this reality, to this emes, that he is kulei ahava to us. And Mimela, when he sits in din, it isn't the stern judge who's there to punish, but it is the I have the date, who because of his ahava, because of this shaychus that he has to us, is being done us. He's not being done us to make us pay. He's being done us because he is beemes our ohev, because he is intimately bound to us. And Mimela, the whole understanding of din has transformed. It is a different inyan altogether. And the gedar of yira, the pachad that the din engenders, also is transformed. We start off with a pachad that we'll die. And that's a pachad. And that pachad must make us recognize we've got to do our best to be zeche, to try to be misakein, to do tshuva, to act with kevod reish, we're afraid. But that pachad through the working of Elul has to become not what will happen to us, but how will we be relating to him? Will we get close to him, or will we, chas v'shalom, be far from him? The yira is not a yira stam that will die. The yira is a yira that we won't have achieved a dveikus b'Hashem, that we won't have achieved the shleimus, that is his rotzen for us. The pachad becomes a yiras achet, not a yiras ha'enesh. And the yira of the yamim neiraim, that which Rosh Hashanah is specifically, the zman of being kaine, the mida of yira, transforms from just a yiras ha'enesh to the ultimate yira of yiras ha'raimimus. It becomes that it is not simply, will we have parnoseh this year or won't we have parnoseh this year? But will we be in a matzav where we'll be able to be mashlim ourselves? Or chas v'sholem in a matzav where the shleimus will be more difficult to achieve? Remember that these halachas, these psakim, the psak din b'yelam hazeh, are not piskei din, avenish, and schar at all. Remember, whether we have parnasa or don't have parnasa, whether we are well or chas v'shalom not well, are not schar v'enish at all. They are whether we will have those schar b'hayal meleka. When the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us in the Torah that if we do his mitzvahs, we will have parnasa and be well, and our property will be protected, and our families will be well, is mefurish, the natzcha. In the Rishenim HaMevayer, that the pshat is, they are that he will send us a world in which there will be less and less distractions, so that more and more we will be able to devote ourselves to Limud HaTera and Kiyum HaMitzvahs and Dveikus Bay in achieving Shleimus, through which we will know him more, through which we'll be Masig him greater. This is what the Psak Din of Elam HaZeh is all about. It isn't even in terms of Schar V'Enish at all, it's in terms of whether we will have a Matzav which will make it more likely to achieve more and more shleimus. Or will we, Rachmana Litzlan, have a din which will make it more difficult to achieve the shleimus and the limud ha'tera and the asiyas ha'mitzvahs, which is what the life is all about? I mean, mele, the pachad in the din is not a pachad, will we break Rachmana Litzlan a leg? But a pachad, will we be distracted by a world of tumah? Or will we be able to remove ourselves from that world and be maimik ourselves in Kaisley Beis HaMedrash, so that our minds will be relieved of the tumah that would take it away from Hashem Yisbarach and be open to the Taira and the Kedusha, which will bring it closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? This is doch the din that we have to be even more frightened of. If we understand that the din is not a din to punish us for our transgressions, but the din of a sheichus of the Melech Malchei Hamlokim to us, and he is sitting there in din because of his ahava, and that this din is the teitzeh, this din is the absolute bringing into practice that ahava, that day that he is to us. It is the expression of his love for us. Imimele, when we're Aymed Bedin, it isn't stam the fear of what will happen to us physically, but there is the regesh that this is a zman in which there's being nikva our whole asidus. Not the year, but our whole asidus, because it either opens up enormous opportunities for growth, For Shleimus or Rachmana Litzlan, it closes these opportunities. It is not a shaila of a year's parnosa. It is a shaila of the growth, so that from there we can go higher yet in the years to come. It affects everything of our existence forever. But it is a zman of chibur, a zman in which the very fact that we're Raymeid Bedin is mekasher us and ties us to the Ribbono Shel Olam, biavusei shalava, that go deeper and deeper and deeper. And the Yira becomes a Yira that is a Shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It becomes a Yira that is a Hizbatlus Lay, where we feel our utter closeness and dependence on Him, where we are margish and accept the truth that He is the source of all our existence and what we're about and what the purpose of our existence can possibly be. And over there lies the whole meaning of our being born and of all that we do in our lives and for which we are heading. All this kesher that is the reality of a human existence, mert who means noch, the existence of a Yisrael, and who's talking yet the existence of a Ben Terah. This is what we derive from the Yemei Hadin. And we see this from what Elul is. The Chazei Hashem that Elul is a Zman to achieve the understanding of this Shaychus that we have with Kaviyachol, of achieving this feeling, being margish as a fact, as a reality, to feel it actually there, this Ahava, so that when we come to the Yom HaDin, we will not come Chas V'Shalom, all right, what can I do? I resent it that I have to stand before the judge, but I can't help myself. What should I do? He's stronger than me. That's not the way we come to the din. We come to the din with a feeling of unbelievable hakoras hatev, an incredible gratitude to this Melech Malchei HaMelochim, whose ahava for us is so deep and so far-reaching that Kaviyachol he sits on a Kisei HaMishpat to bother with the creatures who have no reality legabeyim. What are we? That he should care what we did and how we did it. What are we? That it matters to him whether we sat and we learned or whether we didn't sit and learn. We have what to give him. We have what to offer him. What is he bothering with, Kaviyachol, to bother with what these Pashat Abbas of Adams did or didn't do, what they said, what they thought? What difference does it make, his ahava? The difference is only his ahava. He cares. It's he's a deid. And because he's a deid, he's bothering. Because of his ava, he is sitting ledin. The din is the ultimate chesed, the deepest of all the chesedim. More than his bria of us, more than his giving us chiyus, that he's giving us his kaviyachol attention, is caring, that he's telling us that we matter to him and what we do is important, kaviyachol, to him. That's what sitting bedin says to us. And the mele to use the Yemei HaDin is to understand what it is that we really want to be masig in that din. Not we want stamp a prosperous year, a healthy year. We want a prosperous year so that we should be able, with less distractions, to learn his Torah and do his mitzvahs. We want a healthy year so that we can, with less Tildes, learn his Torah and do his mitzvahs. We want to be zeche bedin to be zeche to a year of hishtalmus, a year of perfecting ourselves, a year of growing and becoming greater, a year of being masig him more deeply and more fully. This is the din that we want. And to be masig that this din is more awesome and more frightening than the din of whether we will have a good leg or chas v'shalom another way. That pales and loses all significance against the emes pshat of the Yemei HaDin. Avada we want a Shana Tevo Mesuka. Avada we want a Shnas Chaim. Avada we want a Brius. We want Parnosa Berevach. But not for their sakes. This is what we're going to use the Aseres Yemei Tshuva for, so that we can be healthy and wealthy. We want it because these are drachim. These are means through which we can have the emes din, the din of hasagas, the din of reaching shleimus, the din in which we can use ourselves, in which the Darkei HaBchira open up for us to the greatest possible extent. Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li changes what it is that we think is going to happen on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, Meila, it intensifies and gives us a different Hakorah and a different Hasag in what Din is, in what Yira is, in what Chaim is, and what Chavienish is. And through this, we can come back into the Yemei HaDin with the Havon of how to use it, of how to grow through it and by it, not stam to get through it, so that the Din will come out favorably. But to be maven that the favorable din is a his alus, a favorite din, a din of favor is a opening up of doors, so that a whole year is open to be used, and to be used for shleimus and for aveda, for growing in Torah, for growing in Yerushalayim, for making use of the tachlis of our existence.